Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday morning, April 9th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of government and politics news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Former ESPN NBA insider Adrian Wojnarowski joins Players Health's NIL Advisory Board, begins brand ambassadorship. Former ESPN NBA insider Adrian Wojnarowski, also known as WA, has joined Players Health's NIL Advisory Board and is now a brand ambassador for the company. Wojnarowski, who recently retired from ESPN, brings his years of experience breaking NBA news and guiding coverage to his new roles. As the general manager for St. Bonaventure Men's Basketball, he will oversee name, image, and likeness opportunities, transfer portal management, and alumni relations. Wojnarowski expressed his excitement about the opportunity to impact the next generation of athletes through Players Health, especially in the evolving landscape of NIL opportunities. He will be working alongside other industry leaders on the NIL Board of Advisors to drive strategic initiatives and advance the mission of Players Health. The announcement comes after Players Health closed a $60 million funding round to expand their athlete safety and insurance solutions across various sports levels. To learn more, visit playershealth.com.
Nova Scotia District, mired in conflicts of interest over aquaculture expansion. The municipality for the District of Argyll in Nova Scotia is embroiled in a controversy over conflicts of interest surrounding the expansion of aquaculture facilities near residential properties. Concerns have been raised about the lack of transparency and allegations of favoritism in the selection process for aquaculture locations. Residents are expressing frustration and anxiety over the potential impacts on their quality of life and property values. Evidence obtained through Freedom of Information requests reveals bid rigging of aquaculture locations in residential areas, sparking outrage among constituents. Despite calls for accountability and oversight, the municipality has ignored these concerns, deepening tensions within the community. Efforts to address conflicts of interest, promote transparency, and restore trust in governance processes will be crucial in navigating this complex issue. Tariffs are here, and Gudeman Law Firm is helping people protect their finances. Following the president's announcement of new tariffs, Gudeman Law Firm is helping people protect their finances. The tariffs impose a 10% tax on imports from almost every country, causing stocks to plummet and fears of a recession to rise. With basic living costs increasing, filing for Chapter 13 bankruptcy may be beneficial for those struggling with debt. Many in Southeast Michigan are facing financial stress and may not be aware of how bankruptcy could protect them from foreclosure and asset loss. Gudeman & Associates PC offers consultations to help alleviate financial stress. With over 45 years of experience, they provide legal solutions in bankruptcy, business law, civil litigation, and more.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7, PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.